Dreamscape presents Unyielding Hope by Jeanette Oak and Laurel Oak Logan. Narrated by Nancy Peterson. Preface. It started out so promising. Annie McPherson, a Scottish Quaker, and many others were determined to help the impoverished children of Great Britain, but quickly found themselves overwhelmed by the size of the problem of poverty and its horrendous impact on children and families. During the 1800s, the Industrial Revolution lured people away from the English farms and hamlets into the overcrowded cities where diseases spread quickly. So the idea of sending street children and orphans to other countries within the British Empire, to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and regions of Africa, must have seemed inspired at the time. These needy kids came to be called home children, and the movement spread to such an extent that it's estimated that 1 out of every 10 Canadians is related to one of these immigrants. In theory, these children would be sent to families who had the means to care for them, far from England's slums and workhouses. Their new homes would be places with fresh air and bountiful farmland, where scant populations would actually benefit from new residents. Between 1869 and the 1930s, more than 100,000 children were shipped out from England, quite literally. Imagine moving as a helpless child from the alleys of London to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, or the seemingly endless prairies of Canada. The Canadian government was great.